Welcome to the Colin Cast.
The people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do.
Hello, and welcome back to the Colin Cast. As always, I'm your host, Colin Cady, and I'm coming to you live from my apartment in the lovely, the one, the only, Fayetteville, Arkansas. You know, it's actually been a little bit since I've done a solo episode, so, I mean, you know, as a way of procrastinating my studying of an exam I do not want to take, you know, I thought I'd just get on here and talk a little bit. You know, I really haven't done a solo episode in a while, and I actually kind of enjoy sometimes just getting on here and talking. There's something, I don't know, very tranquil about it. I don't know. But regardless, here I am, you know. I have some stuff that I actually do want to talk about, but we'll just go through the little rundown, you know. So for the moment, in case you guys are curious what's going on with me, the podcast has actually like recently reached 750 downloads, so we're pushing. That 1,000 mark is really where I'd love to be, and I can get that in about a month or so, not too bad, actually. I'm very, 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 very pleased with that. I'm trying to work on some bigger episodes, but you guys would be amazed. It's so hard to get some big-name talent on here. I think I'm just going to have to start sending out mass emails to people, begging them to come on here. But, hey, what do I know? What the heck do I know? For the podcast standpoint, this has actually been going pretty well. This keeps me going, keeps me busy. But, yeah, what else is going on? So, yeah, some of you, if you see me in person, if not, if you've never seen me, or I don't know, I've not seen me in a while. I recently was in a scooter accident. I got into one right before school started, and I almost got hit by a bus. And so this most recent one, I was driving down the sidewalk and hit like a pothole and tried to maintain my balance and couldn't. So I like flew off the scooter at like 12, 14 miles per hour, and got road rash up my arm, and scratched up my face and my hands and my knee. So it's been an interesting ordeal. You know, for the past week, I've still been a little sore trying to get myself up and going. But hey, you know, I am a tank. My body is a temple, and I take care of that temple. And you know, art is just stuff that gets baked in your mind oven and gets put out on your heart plate. That's all art is. I hope you guys know that. but no. So, yeah, I almost got in a scooter accident, which is great. There's been better times, there's been worse times, but I'm fine. You know, I'm fine. Also, you know, very unfortunate. Those of you who know me know that I am a huge Ted Lasso fan. And unfortunately, the second season is just about to wrap up. And I don't know that my little poor heart can handle that. I love that show. Okay. And it's just, I don't know that I can handle it. I really should try out in some movies, you know? Who wouldn't want this acting? I mean, like, you put a wig on me and I could be a middle-aged woman. So also going on, you know, I've kind of been busy with school, and it's one of those deals where you don't have anything for like 2 months, and then all of a sudden everything just comes flying in at you. So that's kind of unfortunate. But, you know, it is what it is. That's the price you got to pay to learn, you know? To learn is to love. Wow. I just blow myself away with my own statements. Wow. I'm just amazing. No. But yeah, you know, really that's just kind of just been what's going on in my life. Nothing too crazy, you know, nothing I can say is going terribly wrong, but, you know what? Hey, I take it one day at a time. I'm just riding the waves of life. Yep. I'm just on my little surfboard going up and down and all around. You know me, I'm a seagull. Out at sea, exploring the vast unknown, looking for land, but that land I cannot find. Wow. This is how I keep myself entertained, if anyone's curious. But no. Here's what I want to talk about today. You know, there's this song by Stevie Wonder, and it's called "Love's in Need of Love Today." And for some reason, this song has just been very, very, I don't know, timely for me. It's just kind of been something that I've really been carrying on my mind. I'd akin it to like a "Where Is the Love" by the Black Eyed Peas, but this song was made in the 70s, so it's a little different. It's a little different. You know, Stevie Wonder, I mean, he's just magical on any track. But something about this song really stands out to me, and it's just, I don't know. I love that the album is called "Songs in the Key of Life" because it just has like this, just have this connection to it almost. And I don't know, something about it, just you feel it, you really feel it, and I think it's a very appropriately named album. I mean, "Songs in the Key of Life," because a lot of tracks on that album, I mean, you feel them, you feel them. But this song particularly, "Love's in Need of Love Today," is a track where. Essentially, he kind of opens up like he's the announcer to the world, and that he's announcing that love's in need of love today. And it's like, could you ever imagine that love is in need of love today? And I think while that was in the 70s, it's very timely for today, you know? Maybe we don't love the process of loving each other enough. But I tell you this to tell you this story. You know, I don't like to brag on myself about doing good things. I have to preface this. When I talk on this podcast, it's partly facetious. Sometimes I say stuff just for the joke or to play devil's advocate. But I try to be somewhat intentional, and in this moment, I'll try to be as intentional as possible. That I don't tell you stories of me doing good things to say, oh my God, look at how great I am. But really, I use them more as kind of like, if there's a true meaning or lesson to it, that's why I share them. But here's a story. So I'm going down the interstate. You know, I love driving down the interstate with my windows down, something about so freeing, my music turned up, and I'm listening to "Love's in Need of Love Today." And I listen to the song a decent bit, but something about it, just, I don't know. I just love it. I love listening to it. But regardless, I'm listening to this going down the interstate, and I get off this, I get on the exit ramp to come to the stoplight to get on the street, and here I am listening to this, you know, blaring it, and there's a homeless man right on the side, and, you know, I think life's all about choices and consequences, and, you know, I have a choice here. You know, here I am listening to this song about loving everyone, and I could easily judge this guy saying that he's a beggar, and that, I mean, he's not actually homeless, or he's just abusing us, or he needs to go get a job. I mean, I could easily make that choice. But, you know, I'm sitting here listening to this song. It's like, what kind of jerk would I be if I just sit here and judge this guy? And so I'm like, oh, well, I got to do something. And so usually I keep this little gift card box in my car with a ton of gift cards. My mother is obsessed with this idea of me starving. And so she purchases me gift cards at the Wazoo. But just sometimes so inconvenient to use them. But regardless, I always have a box of like tons of gift cards just to every restaurant in my car. But this one day I didn't. And so I was looking and I just couldn't find it. And so I pulled out my wallet, and I'm not particularly a fan of giving homeless people money, but I was like, oh, it was just one of those moments. And so I looked, and the lowest denomination bill I have is a 20. And so I'm like, oh, what the hell? And so I'm like, sir, I've got something for you. And so I handed it to him. And he was very appreciative and very thankful for it. And at that point, I felt like he wasn't just out there to beg. Like, I mean, I feel like this guy was genuinely homeless. And I asked him what his name was. And so he said his name was Michael. And I was like, oh, my name's Colin. Well, it's nice to meet you. And then I hit him with my favorite question. I asked him, what he wanted to do before he died. And I have no idea what kind of answers I'm going to get when I ask people this. But, I mean, he just looked at me and said that, he just wanted to be happy. And I mean, it took me back for a minute. And it's something that I've thought about for the past week. It's like, he just wanted to be happy. And, you know, in that kind of situation, I mean, what do you have? I mean, what do you have that brings you any joy or happiness in your life? You really don't. I mean, you're homeless. I mean, he had a little bike with him and a little backpack and some tattered up bags, but like, what do you have that brings you happiness in that instance? I mean, you have nothing. You don't have a home. I mean, you really don't own anything to your name. And so that, I don't know, that really kind of bothered me. I think it was a very profound statement because, I mean, we're all looking for happiness to a certain extent. But like, how do you go about achieving happiness when you're homeless on the side of the road? Honestly, like, how do you go about that? I mean, I don't know that that's a position that I can truly ever understand or that I even want to know or understand. But it's just, I don't know, something about that. He just wanted to be happy. And, you know, I know that Michael's never going to listen to this podcast, but, you know, I hope in the crazy chance he does, I hope he finds that, you know. I hope we all do. Because, you know, people look at happiness, and now we're getting very philosophical here very quickly, but people look at happiness as some eternal state, like it's inescapable. You know, you get there, you achieve happiness, and it never goes away, and it just stays with you, which anyone with any sense to their name knows that that's not true. I mean, it's a temporary emotion felt, but it is one of the most profound emotions, and it's so important for keeping us sane and functioning and motivated in this world. And so you have to think about that. I mean, how do you achieve happiness like that? And I don't know that I know the answer to that. I don't know. I mean, I felt for the guy because it's like, what can you do? I don't know that there's a whole lot. But I don't know. You know, I don't know. If you're one of the people who is in my life and you listen to this podcast, I'd be very curious to know your thoughts on how do you go about achieving happiness with nothing to your name. I mean, you have nowhere to go home, nowhere to keep things, and the only thing you have are like tiny experiences. But what can you experience being homeless on the side of the road? So I don't know. I'd encourage everyone to kind of think about that of what happiness really means to you, and I mean, how do you go about achieving that on a daily basis? And if you were to lose everything you know, would you be able to generate happiness or find that feeling again? I don't know. It seems pretty tough to me. Not real sure how you'd go about doing that. But I don't know. That's my meditation for the day on that. But something about that just really sticks with you, you know? And the other deal about it, I'll liken this to another feeling of kind of not being able to leave. I have this, like, I don't even know what it is, but this weird emotion when I'm, like, seeing a business that I know is, like, failing. Something about that just really bothers me. And the best example that I have are, like, the movie rental places, because, I mean, those things have gone out across the country. I mean, it's a very sad sight to see because they were such a thriving business at one time. But you know that no one's using those and that people are just working there with very few customers, and the only people who are customers are, like, long-time regulars who don't want to see you go. And, you know, I go to one every so often with a friend of mine, and it's just always a weird feeling, man. It's something about it I just can't shake, and it brings such saturnine emotions to my being at that time. I don't know. It freaks me out seeing a business that I know is failing, because there's hardly anything you can do about it, and it's just, you're sitting there watching. I mean, it's kind of the train wreck phenomena. You're sitting there watching a train wreck that's, it's horrible, but like, you can't really look away because it's happening. And so it's like, what do you do in that instance? And again, I'm not real sure. And it's just something about that has just always bothered me. And it just always freaks me out. And I don't know why, but I have such a connection to those kind of instances. And those are feelings that I have a hard time shaking and that stay with me for a while. And I don't really know why. It just it happens, and I just have to deal with it. But that just always bothered me. You know, people put their livelihoods into those things and into their business, and like to see those go down. Just, I don't know. It's kind of crushing. You know, on a more upbeat note, kind of talking about that, I'll transition over to why you should read. You know, and this is going to kind of sound a little random coming from that. But think about this, okay? People have spent their entire lives culminating these experiences, these stories, or if it's in an academic perspective, you know, their research for their entire life. And they put it in a book, okay? And what is that? I mean, it's just a summation of ideas that takes a few hours. You can read a book in 8 hours that is someone's entire life story with all their morals and lessons and wisdom. In 8 hours, you can get a lifetime full of knowledge in like 8 hours, okay? That is so profound to me. 8 hours. You're telling me you don't have 8 hours to spend over the course of a few weeks or a month or 2 months to read someone's entire body of work, someone's entire life, their entire collection of wisdom and thoughts and reflections and meditations? You can't take 8 hours to become a better person. Think about that. You can't make that sacrifice. You can't sacrifice 15 to 30 minutes of your day every day to gain a lifetime full of lessons. What does that say about you? What does that say about you? Honestly, what does that say about you? I don't know. You know, that's part of the reason why I think I read. You know, I use it as a... I love watching TED Talks and everything, and I think that's a great way to learn, but there's just something about reading a book. It's the same reason why I love film photography. You know, I have a DSLR, and I could take a lot of photos on there, but something about being able to hold it in your hand and learn firsthand is just... it's amazing. There's just something about it that just feels so freeing, which is ironic because the ideas are confined to such a finite medium. I mean, if you don't have the book with you, you can't read it. I mean, if you don't have your camera with you, you can't take the photo. You got your camera phone, but if you don't have your film camera, you can't take them. You don't have the right film, you can't take them. But for such infinite wisdom to be confined in such a small medium, it's just fascinating. And again, if you can't take 15, 30 minutes once a day, every other day, to read that, what does that say about you? You're not willing to take the time to be a better person? Hate to be that guy, but that's kind of what it seems like. Maybe I'm just nagging a little bit too hard on that, but I think about that, you know? I mean, how are you? You know, and here's my deal. I've kind of been obsessed with this idea of self-improvement, whatever. And it's a tough journey. People paint this out to be so easy. And I absolutely abhor these individuals who are like, well, if you're not working 30 hours a day, then you're not ever going to be successful. Number one, anyone who says anything like that is an idiot. And I don't like calling people an idiot because I don't know that people are necessarily idiots. I think there's people who just lack the situational knowledge or intelligence to fully articulate or comprehend an idea. But you're an idiot if you're peddling that idea because it's morally wrong to try to push that narrative because you're not providing a great pathway to success. And really, I think you're doing more damage to someone than you are good because that's not developing work ethic. That's just having someone try to kill themselves, essentially, in the name of some goal achievement, which is a horrible way to live. But I hate those kind of messages. But the deal about this whole self-improvement thing is, I mean, it's really easy to get caught up in. And it's very easy, I found, for people to be very judgmental. It's like, oh, well, you know, I work out every day and I read a a book every 3 days, and I run 4 businesses, and if you're not doing that, then you're just a loser. And it kind of peddles those that it's just, I don't know, it's a very pretentious kind of group of people who are pushing for the self-improvement, which is very counterproductive to what the idea is, to be the best person you can be, and yet you're judging others because they're not the quality of person you think you are. So, kind of circular reasoning there. You really made a lot of progress on being a better person, as you can tell. But no, it's just one of those that I do agree with the sentiment that if you aren't reading, I think you're kind of, you're doing yourself a disservice. But I hate how much we peddle this, like, self-improvement being the best person you can be as this crazy transformative experience that occurs in such a short amount of time, but it's so intense that it happens for you. Like, I don't think that's how it happens. And I think becoming the best person you can be is a lifelong journey and process. And it is not done overnight or in the matter of a couple of months like these people make it out to be. I mean, you can change yourself quite a bit in the matter of a couple of months, but you cannot be a better person overall in that amount of time, because it's just such a long haul, and I hate when people push that narrative. But that's just me, you know. I hate a lot of things. You know, someone once told me, there was like, Colin, is there anything you don't have a strong opinion about? And I was like, well, I mean, there are some, but generally I do have a lot of strong opinions about a lot of things. And I don't know if that's a good thing, but I don't necessarily know that it's a bad thing. But it's just like, I've got a lot of thoughts about a lot of things. And I guess that's why I started the podcast, you know, so I have a way to outlet these thoughts and ideas. But you know, kind of talking about the film camera thing, it's kind of become my new hobby. And I know how, you know, what I love about this podcast is I'll go from something very serious and then I'll just flip it and talk about the stupidest things. And that's what I kind of love about it is this is a roller coaster. You know, life's a roller coaster. The Colin Cast is a roller coaster. So, what do you want from me? I mean, hey, watch where you're walking here, man. but no, with these film photos, I've been taking a bunch of photos and kind of getting into that. I use a 35mm camera. It's the Canon AE-1. And if you know about film photography, it's just something about it so magical. The photos just look just so, they have such a, like, a texture to them. They have a real feel that you just don't get on normal DSLR photos. I mean, DSLR photos are more clear now, but it's like, you lose the magic that film provides. And that's why I love it. So I took the camera to a fair to take photos, and it was just a very interesting experience, because I've got this like tripod set up, and I don't know if you don't know anything about photography or film photography, you've got something called a shutter release, which is like, there's this little like rod that you can put down and screw into the shutter that like will push in and hold the shutter button. Cause if not, if you're holding it, it can get kind of shaky or whatever. And so you use these to get very stable shots. But I've got this shutter release, a full tripod, and here I am just walking around the fair, and it's like the Carnival Midway, and it's packed to the max, and I'm just like standing here taking photos, and people are like just giving you the most awkward looks, or they'll walk in front of the camera, and it's like, dude, I got 36 shots, and I can guarantee you that I don't want one of you. I mean, if I had a DSLR, it's like, okay, whatever, I'll take a photo to appease this guy, but like, I've got 36 shots, and I do not want you on my camera roll, man. But it's like you just walk around and people give you such weird looks, or they're walking in front of you, which I understand. I mean, and I know I'm not like making people get out of the way for me. So it's just kind of one of those you have to wait until they clear. But I got some cool shots, because you know, you can do long releases on there. You just tick down the aperture to where it's not letting much light in, and you can hold those shots for a few seconds. Then you get these great moving shots that just look so beautiful. And so I actually kind of really love that. That's really been my new forte. And I don't know, I'd really like to do it more, because it's just so magical, man. And my mom is always on my case because I never take enough photos. So here I am taking photos, but it takes a month to get them developed, and they're all physical. So I mean, I guess that's a little improvement, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to keep this one pretty short for the most part, but you know, I tell you all to write in, and you know, the email is Katie, like just like my last name, Colin at gmail.com, and hardly anyone ever writes in, but my dad finally wrote in, and he said, why don't you share some of your accents? That would be funny. Sent from my iPhone. You know, I had to include the sent from my iPhone part. But, you know, I goof around with a lot of accents, and most of the time I do them to, like, be very facetious. And so I'll joke around sometimes when I'm, like, in the agricultural college. I'll go around, hey, I'll talk in this real country accent. You guys know about the ruminant digestive system? I have so much fun doing that. But I sometimes bust into, this is your president, Donald J. Trump. Let me tell you, okay, guys, we're going to build a great, great wall on our southern border. And mark my words, Mexico is going to pay for that wall. We're going to take down China, okay? China is going down. But the deal is it's not as relevant now. Like, when he was president, I'd have a lot more fun with that. You know, really, SNL should just get rid of Alec Baldwin and hire me, because he's absolutely the worst Trump impersonator I've ever seen. Not saying I'm all that much better, but I think I'm slightly better. That's one. I do like yoink scoobs. I know that one's not very good, but oh, rock roll rockers, Scooby Snacks. I do these more, because if you guys haven't found out yet, I find myself hilarious. But I know you guys don't as much. But I just crack up, and I cannot, it's not really an off the cuff, it's just a situational thing. My favorite, and I don't know if this isn't necessarily an accent, it's more of an impersonation. But my favorite thing is to do my mom, because I intentionally don't sound anything like her, but just to like mess with her. Colin, I told you to clean up your room, mister. What are you doing? That's my favorite thing. Like, when I'm talking to someone about my mom, I always love doing that voice. It just cracks me up. But yeah, you know, the only other thing I have to share with you all is I'm now 21. Had a birthday last month. And so it is, you know, I'm still the same person I was at 20. Literally nothing has changed about my life. I don't drink or purchase tobacco. You know, I'm most excited to get my TD Ameritrade account switched over into my name. That's what makes me the happiest about being 21. And now I can finally check into hotels. Big baller moves. I know. All right. So that, like, that's the most exciting part about being 21 for me. I know I'm boring, but I don't know. That's just the way I roll. Thank you all for sticking with me through this. You know, it's a little bit shorter one, but I don't ever talk for as long in the solo ones. I just kind of want to talk about a few things on my mind and just get on here and talk, you know. Just talk. Can't we just talk? You guys, next thing you know, I'm going to be trying out for American Idol. You know it. I am an idol for all Americans, just so everyone knows. But no, I appreciate you all listening to this. You know, really, to support the podcast, don't forget to like follow us or subscribe. That way you get notified on Wednesday mornings when I come out with new episodes. Don't forget to leave us a review on Apple, you know, 5 stars, write a little review. Oh, wow, this is the best podcast ever. Really helps the algorithms. I really appreciate that. And finally, you know, if you guys enjoy these podcasts, screenshot the bad boy, pop it up on your Instagram story, tag me at Lord Colin Katie or at the Colin Cast. You know, I love reposting those. I really appreciate all the support you guys have shown thus far. 750 downloads is pretty big, actually. And so I'd love to continue pushing that and making this podcast even bigger. You know, one day I'm hoping I'll get paid. So if you're out there and looking to sponsor a podcast, you know, you don't have to pay me very much, and I'll have the funniest and most entertaining ad reads you've ever heard. So just putting that out there. But again, I really do appreciate you all listening. I'm sticking with me thus far. You know, I don't even know how many episodes this is. Quite a few at this point. But I have a lot of fun, you know, and I hope to continue this for some time. This is, how many, what episode even is this? Holy crap, I don't even know. This is like episode 17. So we've been doing this for a little bit. But again, I really do appreciate you all, and I'm glad you all are alive. So that's all I've got for today. I guess I'll see you all next Wednesday. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
Colin Cast.